What's going on, everybody, and welcome to another bewildering episode of the Incognito Podcast. This is the show where we dive into interesting topics such as unexplainable phenomena, folklore, history, murders, hauntings, conspiracies. So this month is right up our alley. I got my boys here.
Gabe.
Michael.
And we got a show for you today. But first, I know, we've been off for 2 weeks.
I had COVID.
Michael got the rid, the just, vid.
Just get out of quarantine.
Roni macaroni.
It's horrible.
So what y'all been up to this week?
Michael?
Not a first. Thing.
Nothing?
Nothing, dude. I feel miserable. Horrible? I can't even taste or smell right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I got corona. I was out for 2 weeks. I lost my smell for a month. I could not smell, dude.
It's horrible.
It's the worst. I couldn't even tell, like, and that's when we had a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't even tell when he used the restroom.
Oh, this.
So I'd walk in the house, like, on the puppy pad.
Uh-huh.
And I would be like, oh, he didn't use the restroom. But then I'd go over there, and it's just, like, horrible diarrhea, dude.
Golly.
It's the worst. But I cleaned it up without throwing up, so.
Hopefully mine doesn't last at all.
Gabe?
Man, dude, I've been busy this week. Like, busy with work because Michael's been out. So just
I like the shades.
Thanks, man. They're about to come off. It's aesthetic.
I feel that, dude.
But yeah, busy with work because Michael's been off. And then just outside of work, just been real busy with things. I did like a little, so I took some pictures with my kids. We dressed up as ghosts and stuff. Something they wanted to do. You know, the regular dad things, soccer practice, working around the house, trying to get this gas line thing situated at my house, things like that. But it's been a busy week for me, brother.
Mm. That's awesome. Man.
Watching some ALCS. My Red Sox unfortunately got eliminated yesterday.
I'll never bet on the Red Sox again.
Yeah, well, don't, because you're a bad omen. That's why they lost.
No, I bet $50.
That's why they
that
lost.
They'd buddy. Win.
No, that's your fault.
No,
because you're not a Red Sox.
You told me that the Red Sox were good.
They're great.
They didn't score.
Bro, they hit 3 grand slams in 2 games. Tell me that's not greatness.
I don't watch baseball.
That's a grand slam.
It's where the bases are loaded and they hit a home run.
It's a sandwich.
They hit 4 runs.
They sell at Subway.
Sounds like a Denny's.
Everybody got shades but me? This is crazy, dude. You know it's dark in here, right?
You didn't get the memo, right?
You know it's dark in here.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
Never heard that song before.
Yeah, uncultured. That's a banger, bro.
You don't watch movies.
You don't listen to music.
You don't listen to music.
That's crazy.
You probably don't even know where that sample is from our opening.
Wow. Dude.
He's cutting deep. You know, he gets on camera and he wants to act like this. It's crazy. Me? I haven't been doing nothing, dude. I've been doing taxes. That's horrible.
Adult things.
Been reading some manga. Gabriel got me into the Dragon Ball original.
That's awesome.
That was like a vibe right there.
Kakarot.
And working. I got Dragon Ball Z Kakarot. Dude, that's just nostalgic for
me. Hey, you should buy Dead by Daylight.
Is that, it's coming out on Switch, right? Oh, no, that's the first one. The second one's coming out, right?
Well, no, there's only part one, but they're adding like an expansion to it.
But part two is coming out, I think, by next year.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I told Michael to buy it. I don't know if he bought it or not.
I bought it.
You did?
Yeah.
Bet.
Can you, isn't that the one where you free roam, like zombie game?
Yeah, like you drop in there and one of us becomes a killer and the rest of us have to survive.
Oh, I'm thinking of another game then.
Yeah, no.
I think Dead by Daylight.
What's the difference? Dead by Daylight and what's the other one?
Dead by Daylight.
They're both Dead by Daylight?
Wait.
Yeah, you're thinking of something else.
Dead.
Sorry, guys.
Deadlight.
Did you buy the right game?
Yeah, I bought the right game. I know with the killers, they gotta hide or something like that.
We'll get it together, trust me.
But it's cross-platform.
I know they have it on mobile.
Yeah.
Dying Light. That's the one
I'm thinking of. We should get that. But I don't even think it's multiplayer.
Yeah, no, this one's like multiplayer, cross-platform. I tell my brother he needs to get it.
Do you play games?
Yeah.
Like a lot? What do you play?
Well, me and Michael game share. So I like Far Cry. I've been playing that.
Bleach, dude.
I play like MLB.
Y'all need to give me y'all's PS5. Gabriel?
Sir? I sit outside in the cold. Okay, this is for the viewers, right?
Anyway,
it's for the listeners.
Yeah,
they're gonna despise me after this.
Okay.
So the day of my grandmother's funeral, I wake up at 3 in the morning. I sat outside of Walmart till 7 in the morning to buy a PS5. I was still there for the funeral.
That's commitment, though.
So yeah.
You're
still there, but everyone mourns their own way.
But it's saying, does that like make me a bad grandson that I was like,
nah, everyone mourns their own way.
No, I mean, at least you went there. If you didn't made it, then I'd be different.
Fair enough.
I can't even go to funerals. I can't lie to y'all. Like, it's hard for me to go to a funeral, even if I'm like real close to them. Like, it's just, I don't mourn that way.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that. Unless it was like someone that, like, I don't know, but I just can't do funerals.
Did you go to my funeral?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Dude, I can't go to funerals. I'll go to your funeral.
Oh, you go to my graveyard like when everyone's gone?
Yeah, I do that all day long.
Have you seen that TikTok? It's like a 6-part TikTok where this dude's like at his boy's gravesite.
And
he's like telling him, like he brings him stuff to drink and stuff. And he's like telling him everything.
That's sad.
Dude, and he starts crying at the end, dude. Oh.
Like I started a fund for your daughter or something like that.
Dude, that hurts my heart, dude.
Damn. Why do you record it though?
I don't know, but it's like an old video. Like you could tell he put it like on a flip phone type shit. Okay. And like they just kind of found out in it.
That's
put
deep,
it
out. Dude. Yeah. But I guess we better get to our topics because I don't know if anyone cares what we talk about. Gabriel, you going first?
I'm going first, man.
Wait, dude.
That was low.
Let me get you another one.
Give me one more. Give me one more.
You want one more, dude? I got you.
I got the goosebumps.
Spooky, dog.
And every time you tell a joke, I got you.
All right, so look. So this month on the Incognito Podcast, as you guys know, we've been talking about all kinds of manner of spooky things, unexplained skinwalkers and ghosts at graveyards, things like that.
For sure.
So, and for some people, that stuff is still really far-fetched. It's really out there. Like they still don't see that stuff as like real. You know what I mean? So what I want to do is I want to dial it back.
Skeptics.
Yeah. This is a story for the skeptics. Okay. These are real monsters. Okay.
Michael, can you do the deep throat on the mic for the viewers, dude?
Nah, I don't fucking do that shit.
All right.
But this is for them. These are real monsters.
Okay.
In my eyes. And if they're not a real monster in your, if they're not real monsters in your eyes, then you're probably a real monster. I'm just going to put that there.
2021, Gabriel.
So we're going to talk about the exorcism of Joan Vollmer.
Joan.
How do you spell it?
EXORCISM.
Our research guy.
He can't CISM.
It's okay, though.
Who?
Joan, Joan.
Dude, I'm pulling up how he's spelling right now.
Jonah Lee.
No, Vollmer. V-O-B, as in Victor.
Sorry, dude. I've been...
L-L.
This is great.
M-R. M-E-R, I'm sorry.
I've been out for a while.
Now you're good, dude.
Okay. So let's just kind of set the scene.
Okay.
The small town of Antwerp, Victoria in Australia. Very rural town, kind of backwoodsy.
Okay.
And you go down this long dirt road that leads to this cute little house that has a greenhouse and a nice garden.
Oh, I'm picturing it.
Okay.
Okay.
There lives a pig farmer, Ralph Vollmer, and his wife, Joan.
Okay.
Okay. January 1993. Pig farmer Ralph Vollmer believed his wife to be possessed. He spoke with friends who were members of an ousted church group. So for those, ousted means like they were like kind of shunned.
Okay.
They were kind of radicals, you know? Saying his wife was dancing outside, using profane language and acting like a prostitute and behaving like a pig or a dog. So he believed his wife to be possessed by demons because of these actions. There was no other explanation for this man, for his wife acting out of the ordinary, other than the fact that she's possessed. So what did Ralph do after talking to his friends? Ralph tried to lock Joan in the basement, and he tried to tie her to the bed for her only to scream violently through the night. This furthered Ralph's belief that his wife was possessed. Ralph reached out to his neighbors, John and Leanne. I'm going to butcher this name. Reichenbach. And their spiritual leader, Lee Cluxton. He was a 78-year-old expelled Lutheran. So for whatever reason, the Lutheran church wanted nothing to do with this man.
Okay.
And we're going to get into why for a lot of really scary reasons. Mm-hmm. So due to different behaviors that they observed with Joan, they concluded that she had a total of 10 demons in her. So I guess like the different things like dancing outside and acting like a prostitute and behaving like a pig, they believed that there was 10 demons inside of Joan.
Dang.
So Ralph and Leanne, what they did was they tied Joan down to a chair and they denied her any food and water so that way they wouldn't feed the beasts. So this is January. So to us, January here in the States is wintertime. Mm-hmm. But January to Australians, because the sun's closer to the equator and they're closer to the equator, is summertime.
Okay.
Okay. So now we're in the middle of summer. Joan's being tied down inside with no food or water. So she begins to scream and beg to be let go and to be given food and water. She begins to fight her restraints, trying to get loose for obvious reasons. Like, you're sitting here, it's hot. It's hot as hell in your house. It's 40 degrees Celsius in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so here in the States, especially in Texas, we have, you know, central heating and air units.
Yes.
It cools our whole house down.
Mm-hmm.
But in other countries, dude, like I was doing some researching, other countries like England, like, you know, across the Atlantic Ocean, I think even like places in Mexico and in Canada, they don't have central heating and air units.
Even in some parts of the United States.
Yeah, they don't even have ceiling fans.
They don't need it though, because it's usually nice weather. So
right. But they don't even have ceiling fans and shit. Like, they open up windows. That's how they cool their houses down.
Yeah, pretty much.
And so this lady, I mean, obviously, so I'm assuming over there they don't have any of that stuff in her house. So she's like begging for food and water because she's hot. So they're sweating out, you know what I mean? Middle of summer. And she's literally dying slowly.
Oh,
because
God.
They're not feeding her or giving her water. That's She's crazy. Begging for help. They begin to restrain her further, slapping her forcefully in the face to release the demons. So now they're slapping her in the face. So now she's getting angry and she's upset and she's screaming for them to let her go. So now at this point, Ralph feels like the demons have fully taken over his wife.
That's crazy, dude.
And he was convinced that that was no longer his wife. So he enlisted the help of a 28-year-old Matthew Nusk, or Nuske.
Mm-hmm.
N-U-S-K-E is his last name.
Okay.
So
Matthew Stafford, yes.
And this is where it gets this is where it gets insane. This is where it gets like kind of crazy. In my mind, like, it's already been crazy, right?
Yeah.
But this is where things kind of like, you really believe this crap. You know what I mean? So, Nuske was a greenkeeper at a local golf course. But his mom believed that he had a special powers. So, because his mom believed he had special powers, they enlist his help. Okay.
Oh, his mother. Goodness. This is crazy.
He's 28. Jeez. Okay. So, upon further investigation by...
Is that him right there in the bottom right?
Yeah. He looks crazy. Look at him.
Yeah, he does.
He looks insane.
I mean, you can't judge people by their looks, but
no, he just
if you were going to.
Right. So, Nusk, I'm just going to call him Nusk. Nusk believed that Nusk had then turned and blessed some olive oil and ordered the others to douse themselves in it. So he blessed olive oil is what you fucking cook with.
Mm-hmm.
And because he blessed it, he was like, okay, now you put this olive oil on yourselves. Because like you can get anointed oil from like the Vatican and stuff, you know what I mean? From the church. And that's supposed to be like holy oil. But this is fucking olive oil. You cook with this.
My God.
That's how I cook my chicken.
It's crazy, dude.
And so he does that. And he also proceeds to shrink wrap the whole house. Like, he shrink wraps the house, covering, sealing any doors and windows from demons. So he gets some fucking shrink wrap, like we use at work, and he goes around the house, sealing doors and windows. to keep demons from getting in. Like, where did you read that? Oh, I forgot they had freaking shrink wrap when Jesus was alive. And that's what they used to rid themselves of demons.
Sounds like he's making it up on the fly.
Exactly. It sounds like his mother put him on a pedestal.
Yeah.
And now, like, he believes this stuff, so he thinks, oh, okay, well, I know what to do. And
did they pay him?
He's just some kind of country bumpkin backwoods motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Now, this story made me mad while reading it.
Did they pay him, though? Or
I don't know. They just enlisted his help because he's just doing the right thing, right?
Got it.
He had the others destroy Joan's belongings with hammers in front of her, also destroying her flower bed and her greenhouse. So that way they would provoke the demons.
What the hell, dude?
Okay. He identified the demons to be the spirit of filth, known as Princess Joan and Baby Princess Joan. Those fucking names are made up. You just took his wife's name.
That's freaking crazy, dude.
Like, what? This dude's like making stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, it's like he's writing a book. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So also, there was a legion of demons that the Bible says Christ exorcised from a possessed man in the Bible. So that's what he thinks. He thinks that's what those 10 demons are. Nusk slapped the shit out of Joan's face and slammed her head against the wall and began to slam her head against the wall. The group moved Joan to another bedroom where they all sat on her and beat her head, neck, and chest to squeeze the demons out of her. So now we got her husband, his neighbors, the Lutheran. So you got 5 people sitting on this woman and they're beating the shit out of her to squeeze the demons out of her body.
I can see why you were mad reading this.
Okay. Joan fell quiet and Noose claimed victory, saying she will rise in the morning normal. Joan never rose the next day, to say the least. After 48 hours of Joan not rising up and being normal again, They called a local priest from a Baptist church to come take a look at her. When the priest showed up, Joan was lying on the floor of the house in the heat of summer. Bloated flies covered her body, eating her decaying flesh, while they sat around the kitchen table and were eating lunch.
Oh, my God, dude.
So then he called the doctor. The doctor came out, pronounced her dead. So 3 days after that, they have a funeral for Joan, where her husband claimed that she would rise at her funeral. When she didn't rise, he cried.
Crazy people.
They went to... So then they get arrested, okay? They go to court, and the judge rules that there's not enough evidence to charge these people. So the prosecution overturned the ruling. They got the ruling overturned. These people literally served months in jail for false, and some of them got charged with manslaughter. Others got, I think her husband got charged with false imprisonment. They didn't even get charged with murder. Capital murder. They tied this lady down. They beat the shit out of her. They tortured her for days, and then they killed her.
And none of them got charged.
And none of them got charged with capital murder. They all got charged. They got charged with manslaughter and false imprisonment.
Was that her right there?
That was her right there.
Dude, that's sick, dude. She was like older too.
And she suffered for days. Who knows how long? You know, it was all within the month of January that she suffered. And then she died.
That's freaking sick.
Because her husband thought that she had demons in her. There's no way she could have had a tumor or been going through the early stages of like maybe Alzheimer's. This is 1993, bro. Like this isn't.
What?
This isn't 19. You know, this isn't 1901 or like 18 something or like the early 1920s. This is 1993.
That's freaking wild. I was
1 year old when this happened.
I wasn't even born yet.
Like, I feel like the advances in medical technology by then were good enough where you could have been like, oh, something's wrong with my wife. I better take her to the doctor.
Yeah, right. For sure.
But this country bumpkin piece of shit. Oh, dude, this made me so mad reading this.
Oh, my God.
And then they didn't. They only served, I think the most time that they served was like 6 months in jail.
So she was kept for 3 days?
I think she was kept longer for 3 days.
Oh, okay, you think it was longer, but so, that's what they claim? Or
No. her body sat in the house for 2 days after she died. But I'm thinking it was over because this was at the beginning of January 1993. January 30th was the day that she died.
Dude.
So for at least for a month, she was kept in this house.
Okay.
Being tortured.
Dude, honestly, that's sick. I want to ask what happened to this guy. Like, where are they where now?
He sold the house. All nobody knows what happened to him. All they know is that he sold the house. The house has been sold twice since this happened. But nobody that buys it moves into it. It's now boarded up, and kids use it as like a rite of passage. Like it's a small town. So what do small town kids do? They go do shit. They like
they go vandalize. Yeah, see what happened.
Right. So they dare each other to go into the house and things like that. But most of the people that bought the house refuse to move into it after they go to see the house after they bought it, because there's something in there.
So they think it's haunted.
They think it's haunted. So.
Oof.
I'm definitely going to revisit, see if there's any, if I can get any information on the haunting. But I wanted it for the skeptics out there that don't believe in monsters and ghosts and things like that.
This dude's a monster.
These are real monsters.
Dude, that's so freaking crazy.
If you do believe in demons.
Look at his face, dude. Like, he just has a punchable face.
Yeah. If you do believe in demons, who was really possessed here? These people or that woman?
The dude I don't like is the Nusk guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, what, Matthew?
He slammed her head against the wall, dude.
How can you watch your wife being slammed against the wall and you just be okay with it? Like, sick, dude. So, I want to know if it's haunted, though, but...
I'm sure it is haunted. I just wonder...
Those violent deaths, man, they usually result in some real haunting shit. Like, you go in there, you probably get ran out or...
Dang. That's pretty crazy, dude. That was super interesting. Like, perfect story, in my opinion. So, I mean, like, it sucks what happened to her, but, like, your delivery and everything was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, I learned a lot. That was awesome.
That's my story.
You like that one, dude? That one's a little louder. All right, guys. Well... I got some videos for y'all today in honor of our first actual video podcast.
Yeah.
So this is our third time saying that, but we mean it this time.
This time for sure. We had to get all the kinks out, but this one should be for sure.
Quality over quantity, right?
Yes, sir. And hopefully Spotify approves us and we can start putting the video with the podcast.
That'd be cool.
That'd be perfect. So I got some videos for y'all today. Michael, if you want to pull up those, I'm gonna save that one for last.
Okay.
If you want to pull up those videos I gave to you. No, pause it. Okay. So before you play it, rewind it. I'll read a little excerpt I wrote. So a guy's chilling, driving around like a normal person, when he suddenly notices something in the sky. This is one of the most unexplainable things I have seen personally. And it doesn't look fake at all. Y'all tell me what y'all think. But who knows nowadays with technology available. But I just found it super interesting. Like, this is one of the freakiest things I've ever seen. So if you want to play the video, Michael, we'll react to it.
That's in the sky right now, everybody. What the fuck are those? That's in the sky. Here, I'll zoom out. I'm in my car, just chilling. What the fuck are
those? So for our people listening, explain. You should go check out the video podcast, but there's something like a squid looking thing just flying in the sky. It looks like a squid. How would y'all describe it?
Different dimensional beings.
Dude, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
You ever seen Harry Potter?
For
those of you, it looks like Dementors. For those of you that seen Harry Potter,
it does look like that, dude. I didn't even think about it. Y'all both have perfect points on that. Play it again. Just run that back one more time, dude.
You can see the tail's moving.
Like, it could be an alien creature, like that.
That's in the sky.
Just came to our planet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're not intelligent, but they can travel, you know.
Right. Like, since they can fly, maybe they can travel in space.
Yeah.
Have the ability to breathe in space, you know?
Dude, I just thought that was super freaky, yeah.
That's in the sky.
Two of them. Yeah, that's what's like crazy about it.
Smaller, or they're probably and, same size, it's different distance.
Yeah, and he zooms out, and he's like, it's not like look like production quality or no, anything. It's just like
middle of nowhere.
He zooms out, middle of nowhere. His name's Twixy Time. Shout out to him on TikTok. Yeah, so for sure.
I can't imagine catching something like that.
Dude, I'll be freaked out. I want to see something like that someday, though. Not something that attacks us.
Something unexplainable.
Yeah, just something like...
Yeah, like... Yeah.
Super crazy.
Okay. What would happen if you, like... If you could, like, fly or whatever. You just fucking go right up to it and see what the hell it is.
Or if you had a helicopter, would you go up there?
Hell no.
Come on, dude.
It'll hit the helicopter and I'll wreck.
Dude, I would want to go so
but
bad.
But what if they, like, fly through you because they're transparent?
Could be, right?
And what if you discover something that's like...
Like it's a hologram.
Yeah, what if that's like Tupac. You do that and then like you're like Venom after that.
Venom. We are Venom.
Dude, that'd be awesome. All right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You want to X out that one? This next one. Fast. Okay. Yeah, this one's perfect. Okay.
Nice as fuck, boy.
This man has been working here at a security job for a while. And he records a lot because he was experiencing unexplainable things. They say a man died at this place from an overdose, and they think he never left. He has had fellow co-workers literally quit because they're so terrified. And this is just one incident. Like, he has so many parts. Mm-hmm. He started recording, and his whole TikTok is, like, full of these parts. And I watched all of them. Dude, they're so creepy. But this one, like, got me, like, crazy. So if you want...
Like part
10. Yeah, part 10. So if you want to play it, it's okay. Pretty scary.
I was recording for 30 minutes. Nothing happened.
And he records the whole time in his job because he's seen so much stuff. So he's always recording. So it's not like he just...
Until...
You might have to take your headphones off to hear it.
I've seen this before.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh my God, what the fuck? God.
So basically, he's walking up these big old stairs, and he you know how you have your footsteps, right?
Yeah.
So he hears his footsteps echoing, and he's like, what? like he hears footsteps matching his.
Yeah.
And so he turns around. He's like, what is that? Like, and he can still faintly hear them and they disappear.
Oh, fuck you.
And he's asking, hello, what's going on? You know, he's talking to whatever is there.
Yeah.
Right.
And then next thing you know, just charge. He just hears something charging up the stairs. And he's by himself. He's It's the only one-man security job. Dude, I'll be so freaked out. And someone else slowed down this video. And they say that you can see a face in the window.
Yeah.
Not that window, but in the door, right there at that door. They, like, zoomed in, and it looks like a wall, but the way they zoomed in, you can kind of almost tell a little face, but it's freaking crazy. Mm. Go back to that where they charge up, dude. They're, like, charging up there. That sound, dude. It's, like, probably midway.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? What the fuck?
What would y'all do?
Freak out. A faint.
Probably pee, dude.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of videos where that happened, where like there's like footsteps running up,
charging up.
That's freaking scary.
So remember last week when we saw those like cemetery videos, or last time we recorded,
mm-hmm.
like dude, like things like that and things like this, I'd fucking piss myself. I swear to God,
I would too, dude.
I would pee my pants. I'm not even ashamed to say it.
I've seen a few where like Michael's saying they're like going down the stairs and they're checking,
mm-hmm.
and they just start charging at them.
You seen the one with that dog?
Yeah, the one with that dog, yeah, dude. Yeah,
that couple.
Oh, dude, that creeped me out. Yeah, that couple. I think it's the same one. So dude,
freaking creepy.
I couldn't do it. But he has so many that, like, you would think maybe he could fake this one or whatever. Yeah. But he has so many.
Yeah.
And they're actually, like, where he'll put the camera down. And he'll, like, he went to the bathroom one time. He places the camera down. And then you just hear knocking on the door. And then you just see the chair move by itself. And he thinks someone is out there. because he's like, someone's waiting, like the receptionist is waiting for the bathroom or something. Right. And then he comes, checks the footage, and it's actually nothing's there. And then the chair just moves by itself, dude. I'm like,
that's freaking. So shout out to Simon Locke, Simon with a Y.
Yes, sir. On Simon TikTok. Locke, TikTok. Y'all go check him out. Pretty interesting. Okay, you can go to the next one. Play the I think I have it as a basement. Save that one for the last. The other one.
I got man and basement scary.
Man.
Gotcha. Probably went out of order.
Okay. You're good. Okay, on this one, a girl's filming a TikTok. Nothing abnormal about that. Every day, hundreds of thousands of TikToks go live. But there's something extremely fishy about this one. The girl in the video is doing a dance routine when something catches her eye. She wasn't even going to post this video, but the crazy thing that happened made her change her mind. So she had this in her drafts. Mm-hmm. This was just her practicing the dance or whatever. She's going over the videos and she sees something crazy. Play it.
And believe it or not, this isn't tech.
This tech's tech? No, I was going to say.
I thought it was.
Boy.
Yeah.
See if I can catch it.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing there.
Oh, what the fuck?
Did you saw that? Gabriel saw it first try. Did y'all see it?
Oh, shit.
Reminder for the people.
Okay, no, wait. When you go to the beginning,
yeah.
Look behind the pillars over there. I think I saw something move. Maybe okay. I'm tripping.
Yeah, no, that's good. Go back to the beginning. Like watch right all there? Her sporadic movements.
Right.
This, you can't fake this. Watch all her sporadic movements. She's moving everywhere. There's no way someone could be behind her. Just pay attention to that.
I remember I was tripping.
Look, there's nothing that could be there, right? Look, she's moving everywhere.
Oh, shit.
And people try to explain it like maybe he was walking away when she was grabbing the camera, but I don't think there's no way.
There's no way because he wasn't. She just moved to the side. He wasn't there.
He has a long sleeve shirt. You can see his hands, his head, kind of blondish hair. Dude, that's freaky.
Then what if it was like a time traveler?
Right.
That?
Bro.
Or a glitch in the Matrix?
Bro. Dude, that in the hell.
Dude, that freaked me out when I first saw it.
Oh.
Right?
Nah, that, yeah, like how? Like where did he come from? Like
how does she thin air. I guess she's not watching the camera. Like, how do you not see that? Or maybe she didn't see it originally. Like,
yeah,
no, all she sees is the camera just pointing at her.
Right, not to the video.
And it's kind of small screen.
And there's no way he can hide. Y'all saw that. She was moving everywhere. Some people think he was walking by like right around there. But I don't think it's possible.
Yeah, that's creepy.
That was a creepy one. Okay, this one you can't put full screen.
Oh, you can't?
No, you can, but it's hard to see. So if you can pull it up and put it in a smaller screen. Push this. Yeah, there you go. And then widen that. No, I think there's a different way to do it. Like, yeah, get out of there. And then push that. Yeah, that one right there. Yeah. And then push the full screen button. No. How did I do it last time? Yeah, zoom to fill. There you go. There you go. All right. Let me read y'all this one. Okay. A man comes home to hear a loud banging in his house. The banging is getting louder, and he is kind of spooked, but he continues to pursue the sound as it is coming from his basement. What happens next will give you chills. It gave me chills. Y'all have to look real close, though. It's kind of hard to see. What are y'all doing? If you're home alone, you hear that.
Run out my damn house.
I start fucking yelling. Who the fuck is there?
So he's gonna go check it out.
I think this guy has multiple videos. Right.
You see that?
Yeah.
Something went down with them. Yeah. That one keep
wait,
playing?
Yeah, I keep playing. Okay, because. Wait, let me pause it right there. So apparently it goes down. Y'all saw that.
Yeah, I saw the shadow. Oh, dude, that game
is scary. And apparently it talks to him. Like, he didn't notice it at first, but people, like, listened real close. Mm-hmm. And it whispers hi to him twice, like, hi, hi. And then you just hear him screaming, like, watch it. Play it. You probably won't hear it.
No, I heard him scream.
Yeah, it's real hard to hear the hi.
Get the hell out of there.
What the fuck?
And then look.
Starts banging again.
Keeps banging, dude.
Is like, it banging on the basement door?
Something.
Yeah, it's the basement.
Dude, it's not scared at all.
It opens the door.
Oh, my God.
Boy, it's not scared at all.
It's rare. Boy, it wants the hands, bro. That motherfucker said, run it.
Yeah, dude. He's not scared at all, dude. I've never seen a ghost. Usually when, like, Michael knows this more than anyone. When you see a ghost, it usually disappears, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah, it goes away. Yeah.
This dude
just keeps going.
Confronted it, kept going, came back up. Boy, you can't.
Ain't no fucking
way. The crazy thing is, I don't know if he's on TikTok or YouTube channel, but he has multiple videos I've seen.
Of that, like, stuff like this?
Yeah, he goes downstairs. And he has, like, this sage, you know, he starts smoking the house, you know, trying to bless or whatever.
Right.
And then when he's going down, you clearly see a figure down the basement. And then he kind of, like, yells at it, and then it kind of ducks back into the basement.
Oh,
dude. And when he zooms in, and you can see a clear day, it's a face, like a human.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's like some kind of overweight guy.
We need to check that out.
And then he goes down there, like, another time.
Uh-huh.
And he pans around. He's just empty basement. He pans to the left. You see, like, his unit, the AC unit or whatever, his furnace or whatever.
Right.
And then he turns right, and you see in the middle of his basement, like a black figure, and he just runs out of there.
Oh, my God, dude. Like, can you rewind it real quick to that black figure that was walking behind him? Like, it's hard to see, but you can see it.
You can see it.
Oh, you can see it.
Because it's white. Like, you see how it's all white right there?
Yeah. Boy.
I wonder what it is, dude.
There's not enough, dude. And it's tall, dude. It is tall. Like, it is almost to the door, it looks like.
Yeah, it's like right there. And
dude, he wants the smoke too.
It's like taller than him, too. Like,
yeah, oh yeah. He's
almost
like,
the size of
I'd
the
say he's
door.
Our height. He's about 5'9", 5'10". But this thing walks in.
Where did he go? Where did the guy go?
What do you mean?
Like, he just went to, he's like, because he came from the left.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He continued to go down the hallway.
He went into the basement.
And right, but I'm saying, but like after he comes out of the basement.
Who knows? He probably went to hide. I wonder what he saw.
I saw a black figure, a shadow figure. That's what he catches a lot in his videos. Just like a shadow figure ducking behind the furnace. He goes around it, nothing there.
Dude, how does he live?
Dude, there's another guy.
I would have sold my house.
I think it's like I forgot the name of his channel, but he catches worse stuff than that. Oh, like, he catches apparitions, like, on his bed. He captured, like, a figure on the blinds and kind of just runs into the blinds and kind of disappear.
Dude, you should do the next podcast on that.
Yeah, House of Carmel, Maine, I think it is.
Oh, that's scary. I got one more, but this one is by... This one, we're just going to react to it. Because my boy, what's his name? Slaptown. Yeah, he does a real good job of narrating it. And
just the perfect time.
I mean, you could scoot up 5 seconds. Like, it's that next one. Yeah, like, it's right there. Like, 5120, probably. This is what I'm going to do the podcast on next, though. They're called Shadow People.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't sleep last night because of this, dude. Like, this was freaky stuff. Like, y'all gotta check this out. You can full screen this one if you want. You can take your headphones off if you can't hear it. All right, check this out.
Sleeping fitfully in the dark room. My noticed throughout the video that there's a dark shadow just outside the child's crib.
Can you hear it, Gabriel?
At first, the blob-shaped shadow doesn't seem unusual. It could easily be a large toy or a pile of clothes resting on the nursery floor. In the dim light from the camera, it's impossible to tell what waits just outside the crib. That is, until something about the shadow changes.
Look at the baby.
Sorry.
The baby is disturbed.
Okay. Toss and turning.
Oh, what the fuck?
Just fucking looks at the baby.
Oh, boy. Like, the child knows something's up. Like, he's
and those fucking hands, bro?
Damn.
Shadow person. Dude. And
most shadow people cause no real harm other than terrifying those unlucky enough to spot them. In this case, the baby thankfully doesn't wake up.
Do those eyes, right?
Oh my God. I wonder how the parents reacted seeing that.
Dude. So I started looking into shadow people after that. Dude, they're the scariest. Like, I can't wait till next week. They're so freaking scary, dude. Because they can be anywhere. Like, they can be anywhere that there's night. They can be there. They can just watch you anytime they want. Like, you can never notice them. It's just one of the creepiest things. But I'll get into that next week. But that's pretty much all I had. And I thought some of those things were freaky. I watched like hours of stuff, and those were just like the ones that stood out to me.
Yeah, a lot of times, like when you feel like you caught something in the corner of your eye, like it could have been a shadow person.
Exactly, dude. And you thought it was a bear? No. I want to know what you thought.
Well, no, I mean, I didn't know. I didn't think it was a bear. I thought it was something like the whatever.
That little.
Yeah.
I thought it was a toy or something at first. And then it just opens its eyes.
Yeah.
So
the house I live in now, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I used to see shadow figures run across the hallway. So the way you've been inside my grandma's house, right? Once. There used to be two couches, right? One couch where the couch sits now, and it's kind of like there's the door for the hallway.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's a couch, right? So I used to always sit on the edge of that couch right there.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the corner of my eye, I would always see two shadows run across all the time because my grandma would always have the hallway light on. And they would just run across. And there would be nobody in that part of the house.
Oh, my God, dude.
All the room lights would be off. It was just me and my grandparents there, and I would see shadows run across.
Dude.
Always close my door.
That would always, always scare the shit out of me when I was a kid. I was terrified.
If you're listening to this far, you got to get in contact with us and, like, share us your stories. Like, tell us.
We want to know.
Yeah. We'll have you on the show. Like, everyone's had those moments in their lives where unexplainable stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like what we get on here. We talk about, it's like the crazy stuff that you can't. Whew.
Yeah. I can imagine. That shadow thing just now gave me chills when he saw the hand go in there. I was like, mm-hmm. What the fuck?
So you think there are shadow people that are running?
No, I mean, because like I said, I've seen them.
Yeah. You know? So Gabriel's had his own experience with them. And I think those things are real too.
And I see, and I would see them. I haven't seen them since I was probably about 10 or 11.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to see them as a kid. I used to see them all the time. And there was just two of them. They would run across the hallway. Back and forth.
And what if your shadow, like, is actually a person?
Right.
Oh, I seen a video.
Stop.
I seen it. It's in the middle of the woods. There's this house there. A cabin.
Uh-huh.
And it's just somewhere in Russia. And this dude by himself spends the night there. He catches so much crap. Like, literally, there's, like, this black orb. You see the, like, you know, you kind of see the light orbs?
Yeah.
This is black. And it's in the ceiling. He's, like, asleep in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, this, like, middle of the video. It slowly moves around. And then moves back into these, like wind chimes.
Mm-hmm.
And just rings the wind chimes.
Mm-mm.
To just, like, wake him up.
Dude.
And then when he wakes up, he kind of gets up and freaks out. Like, oh, he goes back to sleep. And then the door in one of the rooms open, and you see the black orb again slowly going to like to the kitchen. And there's like pots and pans, and it knocks one of the pans on the ground.
Oh my God.
Wakes him up again. And he gets up and he starts to like, you know, talk to the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And behind him, you see his shadow. And then like, you see the guy's shadow.
Yeah, the guy's shadow.
And then when he's standing still listening, his shadow moves.
Boy, that's what I'm not like, no, messing with.
He's looking at you behind you, don't
I know. Hey, reaction video? Should we do a reaction video for YouTube? Like of just scary stuff. Like not wouldn't have to be a podcast. We just have like 10 videos where we just react to.
Or we're sitting down like on a couch somewhere.
Yeah, like just chilling.
Just chilling. Like maybe. Like y'all do Spooky Night.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that'd be pretty cool.
You know, okay, like I said, y'all crafted me. So like the more I do this podcast, the more into the stuff I actually get.
Right? I'm me too. Like I wasn't into this like, until Michael got me into a lot of this too. And it's just like
dude. Have you ever seen those videos where like whenever people look into the mirror and the reflection kind of does something different than like I've seen the one with this baby.
I've never seen it in real. I've seen it in movies, but I've never seen it like an actual video.
That shit's real, dude. It's crazy because like there's this baby in this mirror, mm-hmm. and the baby's looking at himself, and then the baby mirror just stops. His eyes go black, and the baby turns like the actual baby turns around, and the baby just looking at him still. Dang. And then kind of fast forwards and goes back to the original position of the baby.
Oh my God, dude.
It's like, what the fuck, dude?
I gotta watch that.
Isn't that like, you don't know if it's edited because it like the way it moves is like fast forward.
Dude,
like,
it's weird. We definitely gotta have a reaction video someday.
Oh, that'd be crazy. I definitely have some good videos for y'all.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Wait.
That's Michelangelo.
All right. Hopefully this will be interesting to y'all. So I did a topic basically on unexplained figures in the woods.
Oh God.
And this is a bunch of different things. Like
that's
dope. This first one is called a humanoid creature in the woods.
Okay.
A small YouTube channel called Warmonger claims to have heard a strange noise in the woods while driving. And so he pulls over, stops his car, turns his high beams on, and he starts recording. And this is what he captures.
That's a skinwalker, dude.
Run that shit back.
That's a skinwalker.
Run. Yeah.
After this, we'll watch that unboxing video. Dude.
Yeah, dude.
That's a skinwalker.
And you remember last time when y'all watched that video of that, like that, just running across that yard?
Right.
Which one?
It was like different angles.
Yeah.
Dude. Skinwalker. Could
be the same thing.
Yeah, because there's no way. Because like even as a human, if you bear crawl, how high up his backside was.
Run it back again? You're right, dude.
How high up his backside was, that's not a human, dude. I'm sorry.
There's also figures.
Look how high up that shit is.
That's true, dude.
That they call these the rake.
The rake?
The rake is where it's like the skinwalkers kind of resemble like, you know, animals, you know, but not animals. And the rake is basically like a humanoid creature that, you know, looks like a human, but it doesn't like walk or act like one. Mm. Like this one. Like he heard strange noises. And it's like middle of nowhere, bro.
Is that gray to y'all? Does he look like it's gray?
It's always like a gray color.
Like
gray,
super white color. Pale or gray.
Super pale.
Couldn't be a person, right?
No.
Yeah, there's no way. I'm saying like the arch and how close like their chest was to their knees as they were like, that's not human. They have to be missing some ribs somewhere.
Yeah. The only way I can think of people faking it is like if they actually work for Hollywood and they just want to do a prank. And like they're doing a movie like this or something, but like,
like this stuff is like the rig too, but this was fake. It was debunked later to be fake.
Oh, how'd they debunk it?
This guy had a trail cam, like a deer cam, and kind of just put that figure there.
Makes sense.
But basically, like the humanoid creatures and stuff.
Yeah, you gotta watch out because a lot of stuff is fake. But
oh yeah, like I've been watching a lot of this stuff. And there's stuff where I can tell it's fake.
Yeah.
And there's stuff that's, I don't know if that's real.
Yeah. There's like a lot of it's fake. And like, we might be fooled every now and then, but some of the stuff is still crazy.
And so, speaking on the rake, this one is called The Rake. It's a small YouTube channel called Daddy Yo 910 claims to have heard strange noises outside his house.
Mm-hmm.
And when he grabs his camera, he goes outside. And in front of his house, there's like woods. And he sees something behind these bushes. Let me see. Pop it up real quick.
What the fuck is that?
See right there?
Wait, what am I looking at?
That's his eyes.
It's outside his window. Yeah, that's not no fucking owl.
And no creature makes that noise. Just looking at him.
Oh my god, dude. I see what I finally was able to see it. Like there at the end.
Yeah. No, but that wasn't, I've heard an owl screech. That wasn't an owl screech, bro.
Can you rewind that like 20 seconds? That boy need to clean his window too.
What's an old phone?
Nah, I'm just joking.
He took that shit on a Nokia.
Like you see, it's on a piece of toast. Over.
Is that a razor?
Look, you can. Is that like the figure of it?
No, it's behind the bush. You don't really see it.
All you're seeing is the eyes.
All you're seeing is right behind the bush. His eyes. You can see it has a small head.
See, I thought that was the figure. There,
you thought this whole thing.
Yeah, I was gonna say, boy, you better run. That's crazy, dude.
And mind you that this guy does not have a lot of paranormal videos.
Yeah, like those are the ones that you gotta believe.
Yeah, like he has random
like drum drills.
Drum drills and everything.
That's dope. That's crazy.
Like that's out of the ordinary for him.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, I have another one. This is called The Face in the Well. In the Well.
Okay.
Another small YouTube channel called Tret T is a Russian YouTube channel. That goes in where he goes into the woods and sees an abandoned cabin with a well next to it. And when he looks in the well, he captures something pretty chilling. I'm gonna skip it, kind of. There's the cabin. Middle of the woods, mind you.
What language is he speaking?
Russian. He's speaking Russian.
Oh, okay.
And when he looks in there, watch.
Boy, you crazy.
Yeah, you see the mouth.
Oh my god.
Like, what kind of freaking Michael, what the heck is that?
Is that Michael Jackson, bro?
Dude.
You're about to bust out the Thriller.
It's almost like a skull.
Yeah.
With like glowing blue eyes.
This one looks like it's hard to fake because.
Oh, yeah. This is one of those.
In a well.
Hey, how do you get down there?
This is one of those like videos. Like, I can't tell what the hell it is.
Dude, can you run it back to like where you were 15? Yeah, like right there. So explain it to what the people.
Yeah, so he looks down this well where there's a bunch of boards where you can't go in there. Yeah. Right. There's boards blocking it. And mm-hmm. when he looks straight down, he sees something looking back at him. It's like a head with two glowing blue eyes just looking at him with his mouth open. And as soon as he sees it, he just runs out of there.
Dude, would you stay?
Hell no, dude. It could be the rake, too.
Is it leaving?
But, okay.
You kind of see the somewhat body.
But look, here's the thing. Here's my thing. Is it getting out of there? Like, if I hover over there just a little bit longer to get a good video, is it getting out of there?
Is it going to chase you? Is it going to fucking...
That's like the question.
Do you do it though?
Hell no, dude.
Like most people can't. I'm not gonna lie, I wouldn't.
Like, I'd be scared.
I would want to.
Oh yeah, I would want to sit there and hover over that shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? And I talk to it. Like, what are you? Because like at this point, you're at a safe distance. You're kind of, but at the same time, you see something like that's gonna scare the shit out of you. You're gonna take off running.
Like our instincts won't let us.
Oh no, your instincts tells you to get out of there. Danger.
Does it try to climb? Like play it? Does it do anything? Or he just takes off? Okay, so
he
never
just takes off.
Yeah,
so he never
just takes
get
off.
See.
You don't get a chance to see what it does.
Has anyone gone back there?
I don't think so. There's never another video.
What are the comments on it?
Probably Russian.
Oh, okay.
Different languages.
Just Spanish in there.
Just a normal day in Russia.
Day in Russia.
How about you? Some creepy shit over there. Because you got to think about over there, they have like Chernobyl and stuff, and they did a lot of like nuclear testing.
That's true too.
And so
Mothman, dude.
Just imagine how much stuff is over there that's like deformed and mutated from nuclear testing.
For sure, right. Dude. Okay.
All right, I got this next one. That's on a Reddit post, but people claim that it's like Slenderman.
I want to get into Slenderman, dude. Have y'all seen some of these videos? They're like freaky.
So I'm gonna play it and see if y'all can see it.
All right. I'm the worst at spotting stuff.
How slender is he?
Thick.
Is that his head?
Wait, rewind it. See, I didn't spot nothing, dude. I'm the worst. I'd be the guy that would die.
See, look over here. That's his head.
Okay.
You can see it bobbing. Somewhat see his body right there.
Okay.
Like it's like he's speaking.
And mind you, they're camping. I think they live in the middle of the woods and they have like a tent there.
Would you go check it out?
Hell no. Fuck that.
That makes me never want to go hiking, bro.
If I had a shotgun, I would.
I'll go check it out, dude.
Like, that makes me never want to go hiking again.
I feel like someone's trying to steal from us. And then I'd run to Slenderman.
All right. I have this one. It's called Creature in the Woods. It's like a timestamp. My boy, Nuke Top 5.
You know you can save a link at the time?
Yeah.
No, I did not know that. I'm so bad at
it. Like, click it right there. Okay, now right click. And it says, copy video at current time. You're welcome, dude.
Oh.
Hey, dude. I'm here all day, my boys.
You can do the same thing with our podcast.
Do what?
Like, if you want to send somebody a podcast, but you want them to listen to a certain part,
yeah.
You can send it to them, like, on if you save the link to share a link on, like, Spotify or Apple Music or Apple Podcasts, it'll give you the option to do that. Oh,
that's dope. Hey, you're going to be in charge of video stamping.
Okay.
The YouTube videos. Cool.
All right, so this one, I don't know where it's from, but it's, like, a young man. Like, he hears some weird noises coming from the woods in his house, behind his house.
Mm-hmm.
And so he grabs the camera, and he, like, tries to approach to see what it is. This is what he captures.
Why is he nonchalantly walking?
As far as skeptic, a lot of skeptics are terrified of stuff.
That's true.
No, they don't give a shit.
He's got big old balls, dude.
Yeah, dude. Fuck you, bro.
You're crazy. That's balls of a...
That could also be kind of the rake.
Why is the light keep going out?
Because he keeps turning it off.
Just that boy.
Out of there. But...
Supernatural claim that the creature is a, quote, crawler. A being that allegedly dwells in secluded places like caves and mines. Leviathan was understandably shaken up by his experience, but says he doesn't believe the creature to be aggressive.
That's what I was going to say.
What do you think?
It didn't look like it was trying to attack him.
He's probably already eaten something.
Yeah.
Probably try to scare him off.
Yeah.
But.
Maybe it's just a creature we don't know about. Like a human that. I don't know, dude. Nuclear testing? Again?
So I have another one. Where this is a a young man named Shanique Legacy. It's a Facebook user where he has heard a weird noise from his backyard. And he decides to take a picture thinking that it could be someone stalking him or in his backyard trying to break in or something. And what he captures here, he claims is a werewolf.
Shanique believes the dark shape lurking in his backyard bushes is a werewolf. So, anyway, still...
So, werewolf.
Yeah, so he later goes on his Facebook Live to give his opinion on what he's captured. But later, he catches something else on Facebook Live.
That was a huge-ass wild dog.
Okay. Black people don't fake stuff either.
No.
Like, this is gonna be real. Yeah,
they don't fuck with that shit.
Yeah.
I went back and, you know, relooked at the pictures again, zoomed in, you know, and I promise you, dog, it looked looking at my head, one eye on me, looking at me.
Oh my God.
Now, at first, Shanique's live broadcast may seem like a hoax or even a comedy bit. But during the live stream, Shanique heads over to his backyard.
Don't
door.
Do it.
He intends to show his live stream viewers where the creature was standing. But instead, he captures this.
Uh oh. Hey, it's beautiful grass, though.
Yeah, shout out to Shanique for,
get ready.
For the grass.
A good lawn action.
Boy, you crazy. You crazy. No. This is live, dude. They ain't faking this.
Yeah, this song is Facebook Live.
Dude, I gotta see it again. They're gonna show it again? Heck no.
Open the door again.
Maybe it was a wild horse. What they say is a wild horse.
Yeah,
and it's a big ass horse.
He said, "I'm gonna open the door again."
The town open the door again.
Hell no! Hell to the motherfucker! Yeah, boy. That ain't no horse.
That ain't an ostrich. That ain't a lemur. That ain't an emu. Nothing.
He has seen and continues to see a scary creature resembling a werewolf lurking around his home. That's all for now.
They got their eyes on him, boy.
Dude, that's scary. That was one of the creepiest videos.
Oh, I got another one. It's like, wait, this is a good one? Okay, this one's somewhat kind of creepy.
You're a good one, Michael.
So, a group of French Canadians set up camp in the woods next to an abandoned cabin.
Those are the worst Canadians.
Right. When they capture something with them.
Cancel him.
Sorry. My bad, Omar. Cancel him. My bad.
I'm glad I know that timestamp now.
Yeah, he'll be able to
save me so much time.
Just drop me $10 tip after the show, okay?
Give you a Groupon. Groupon.
What am I watching?
I seen something, I think.
Yeah, you can barely see it, but it shows again. A different angle. You ready?
Oh, shit.
Something's with them. They're not alone.
Maybe these rakes only come out at night because, like, the sun hurts them.
They only catch her twice. They're not going to catch her.
Group spots some bizarre thing peeking out of the cabin door at them.
When they go to investigate, dude, I'm the worst at spotting stuff.
Then they spot the thing again, now outside the cabin.
What the hell? Oh, that's an alien, dude. That's just an alien.
Think so?
Yeah, they ain't got to be worried.
Well, yeah.
That's just the alien, dude.
What if that motherfucker takes her organs out? Oh, what are you going to do? Oh, it's just an alien. It's fine. You can have my lungs.
They don't hurt people, dude.
You don't. Boy, if you don't shut your mouth.
They're our descendants, dude. They're trying to help us.
You mean our ancestors?
Yeah, that one.
Anunnaki, dude.
The descendants. Dude, they wouldn't hurt us, dude.
All right. So this one is called Creature in the Woods. So early one evening at 7:30 p.m. Good evening. In Gothenburg, Sweden, a girl is on her way for an appointment and takes a shortcut through the park on her way. She didn't capture it the first time, but when she goes back to her videos, someone pointed out something, that there was something behind the tree. And she didn't, and take note that she was alone at the time. And then she takes another video. God, I'm so bad, dude.
You're good, dude.
Dude, I'm so horrible.
I didn't mean to laugh. It was just funny. You're good, dude.
But yeah, she was alone at the time, man. She decided to take the video on her way to her interview for her Instagram page.
Interview for Instagram?
She puts everything on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Let me... It's been a while. See if you catch it.
Oh, I seen it.
Yep.
I actually saw that one.
She doesn't notice it.
I don't think I would either. I've seen this one. Doesn't she go back?
Hey, dude.
SCP? 049, dude?
Bro.
That's what I saw.
Now, the eyes at the bottom of the tree could simply be an animal. But just what is that?
Hey, y'all. That looks like SCP-049, fellas.
That really does. Gabriel did a podcast on that last week, right?
Last episode.
Well, last week is uploaded. Yeah.
But just what?
But it has like freaking hair. There's also another SCP that looks like it too. That it's like a... It's weird. It's like... I think it like texts you. Yeah. And if you reply, it like... this like a skeleton looking thing. Like follows you. And, and starts to get closer to you.
And y'all out here thought y'all the SCPs were fake listeners?
I don't know, dude. I think it's just an alien. And like, they're not going to hurt us, dude.
I think you're an alien.
Beautiful.
I think I got one more.
Give me my ass itch, dude.
They can't. They don't want to hurt us, dude. They could kill us, but they don't. Explain it to me, dude. Somebody.
All right, I had different time cuts on these.
Or it's part of the Galactic Federation, dude. We just don't know it.
That's true.
That's why we're protected.
All right. So, a TikTok user named Betson Angel 69 is a 45-year-old mother with three kids who mainly uses her TikTok account to keep up with her other older kids. One day, she looks across the street from her house and notices a strange black figure pacing back and forth in the woods.
She does have three kids.
Seen it?
Yeah, she does a lot of them.
And mind you, this happens all day.
Like a black animal.
No, it's pacing, dude. Like walking.
Oh, it's a person. Okay, yeah.
See it?
No, that's like a person.
It looks like a, yeah, it's like a person shape, but it's black.
Yeah, all black.
Like a shadow.
I think her dog even sees it.
Hey, the figure is back again. Paces back and forth for
go check it out.
It thinks that whoever it is might have a mental illness, which would explain the erratic behavior. She records again, and this time posts the video on TikTok to see what other people think.
Dude, that's not that far. That's probably about a football field away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bro. She needs your camera. On your phone.
Yeah, right.
Oh, dude, you'd see, what it is.
You see it? Just walks back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Oh, you can tell right there.
In like, comments on her TikTok, Betson Angel 69 gets many questions about the history of the location. And some viewers even wonder if the event might be of a paranormal nature. That follows up with another video.
Okay, so I'm saying I can see why she has kids, bro.
Oh my god.
Because you know, I would.
This is the area where we see that figure. It just walks back and forth.
There it is.
As she talks about it, there it is again.
Now, I've been over there a couple of times. As I walk up on it, there's just nothing there.
Now, whoever or whatever the figure might be, it seems that Bet's dog is a little freaked out as well.
Why are you going out there in the middle of the night, lady?
Golly, you know it's there.
Oh, dude.
But you can't see it. It's creepy. It's across from a church, too.
Yeah, I stopped watching this one, dude, around here. I was like, nope.
Oh, they confront it.
When Bette sees the figure again, she decides to go take a look. But she's too scared to go along. She brings her husband along, and they go to investigate.
Bring the camera. Okay, I was about to say.
Walk me over.
Does he see it, too? I'm guessing.
They both see it. Well, they hear it.
What's that hurt? Is this a spot? No, I don't either. It's pretty full. Hello? Is anybody there?
They hear something right there.
I'm so nervous. What was that?
I don't know.
Do you need help?
Yes, sir.
That? What was that?
This is the moment we turned and ran. I know it might not seem that scary.
I would have called the police.
When we were,
I think they did.
That close, it was so loud, and it was just this almost guttural scream. This is the moment. We heard it and ran. You can kind of see us back there. And we took off. My poor husband was like this. He kept looking back.
Yeah, they got out of there.
Dude. Wait, they call the police? When did they show that? Or
it's on our TikTok page.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't kept up with it in a while. I wish
we need a follower. She's still doing it.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I've actually done a bunch of like videos of this.
That's creepy. So explain to people what happened.
So basically across from her house, there's like a church, and behind the church is the woods. And she always sees this black figure pacing back and forth the tree line. And you can never tell, you get a description. It's always like a black shape. And then she finally gets the courage to have her and her husband go walk up to it to see if they can capture what it is on camera, which you can't see it disappeared, but they heard, I think, like a branch break. And then they start saying hello. And then you hear like this utteral gut scream, like kind of like a moan.
Mm.
And they just freaking ran out of there.
The crazy thing is, who knows how long it's been there before they noticed it, you know?
Right, yeah.
I could have been there for a long time. I don't know how long they lived there, but could have been there forever.
Which she claims throughout one day, she kept just looking out there to see if it's walking back and forth. And it was doing it for like hours and hours. Like, what the heck is that crap?
I would have went to go look at it when it was walking. I mean, like, if you're going to go over there and look at it,
you can actually see it.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. That's creepy stuff.
Yeah, and I think they do call the police, and the police didn't capture anything.
Yeah.
Ah, sucks.
But still, yeah, that's still pretty creepy.
That is creepy, dude.
Well, I would say that's all I have. Everything in the woods,
mm-hmm.
But there's this one guy right here.
Okay.
It's mainly in Spanish, but
that's all I understand.
But, like, he keeps capturing this girl. And you'll see. Saying it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning. To be honest, as you see, I don't have any audio or music in that video because someone knocked at my door very, very hard. And I'm alone. All the cats woke up. It's like 4 cats.
And cats know, dude.
Yeah, cats are apparently... They started
staring at the door.
Yeah.
I will move at the camera to point out the direction. We'll see tomorrow morning in the early morning if they recorded something.
Cats are like attuned to the paranormal.
CCTV camera to point towards his door. 5 days go by without incident. But on May 5th, as Franco sleeps, his security camera catches something truly
chilling.
Shout out Franco.
That's not it.
What the f- I don't care, dude. I don't care
Fuck
no more.
Fuck you, bro.
Y'all crazy.
The camera records what seems to be the pale face of a girl peeking into Franco's room as he sleeps. In desperation, Franco asks his TikTok viewers for advice
I don't
on
care.
What to do about the strange spirit
That's
that
real.
Seems to haunt his home.
I don't care.
One viewer recommends an odd sort of seance, saying that Franco should try talking to the spirit while holding a candle in front of a mirror.
Y'all crazy.
Yeah,
boy,
y'all.
Boy, you crazy.
Y'all trying to get this motherfucker killed for views, bro.
I don't care for the views.
They just want to see what happens.
Boy.
Certainly not saying that this footage is real. But what makes it more compelling is that Franco clearly shows that the bathtub is empty and that he's alone only seconds before the girl appears. One night, Franco is filming one of his cats playing. And what happens next is truly bizarre.
Dude, this is the craziest thing.
There's some noises from downstairs.
There she was, bro.
Hell no, dude. I don't care. I do not care. I'm gone.
This cat is down looking at him.
I don't care, dude. This happens all the time?
All the time.
And he? I don't care, dude.
So.
Nope. I'm out.
What the funk is that, dude?
Fuck you, dude.
He sees it multiple times.
I got chills from that, dude.
That is some creepy stuff.
Hell no, dude. That is real. I don't care what nobody says. Dude.
Yeah, that one got me.
And he's got balls to go chase it, dude?
Yeah, they're just seeing someone messing with them, and then there's nothing there.
Look, I guess he's getting mad. Like,
is this in Mexico?
Again? Yeah.
Bro, Mexico? No. You know what? I'm Mexican. I love my people. I won't ever go visit y'all, man. Y'all gotta come see me. And don't bring nothing with you either, because your ass going to church.
Boy, I'm telling you. Ain't no way.
Oh, shit.
Dude, you gotta follow up on that, dude. What? Is he still living that, or what? What's going on?
I think so. I haven't kept up with him.
He had his TikTok name up there. What was it?
Yeah.
We gotta follow him for sure. That was super.
What was the TikTok on there?
It was like El Franco something. Right there.
Oh, yeah. El Franco.
Andresva.
Andre SV.
Hold up. Wait. Spell it.
E-L.
E-L-F-R-A-N-C-O-A-N-D-R-E-S-Y. All right.
It's a V, not a Y.
Oh, that's a V?
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Guys, that's some scary stuff right there.
He hasn't posted anything since February.
Was it of that, though?
Yeah. Maybe his ass got fucking killed, boy.
Something.
I almost killed you in these lids. Dude.
I think next week I want to do something about, like, abandoned buildings.
Abandoned buildings?
Like, people capturing stuff in abandoned buildings.
That was super dope, dude.
Whereas there's this one. It's, like, somewhere in the Middle East, where he captures like this weird black figure just following him. Freaking scary.
Time weird.
We're at 119. I think we're going to cut it short.
Yeah.
Just so I can edit it and all that.
Yeah.
But, guys, if y'all want to see more of this, if you got any suggestions, if you want to have your input, if you want to be on the show, anything, just let us know. Gabriel will give you our socials.
Yeah, guys, just head over to our Twitter, IncognitoCast, over there, man. That's probably the best place to reach us. So it has our Gmail and our bio. You can send us an email. Let us know something. Give us a story. Give us something. Send us videos. Tweet at us. Or if you just want to say hello and talk to us, that's cool too. You know, hit us up. Let us know.
Just let us know if you're enjoying the content. We love doing this kind of stuff, like freaky, paranormal stuff. Michael had some crazy stuff today. If y'all want it all video, if y'all want it just the sound, just let us know. We'll work on it. Cool. And we're gone. Got anything to say, Michael?
I'm back.
He's back.
See y'all next week.